I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rough one last night at the old TD Garden. It's Christian Arcand. It's Andy Hart. WEEI Afternoons. Nice to have you with us here today. Phone number 617-779-7937. Bit of a free fall right now for your Bruins, who now drop to 3-4-1 on the season.
Yuck.
It's ugly. It's been an ugly road here. They've lost three straight. They got Toronto coming up tomorrow night, right? Not tonight.
Yeah.
They got a
slump buster.
Maple Leafs tomorrow, which hopefully will be a slump buster. I guess we'll see. They're 4-4 too. They're just around the same place you are, so I don't know if anybody's really a slump buster for this team. That thing last night, that was awful. I mean, I don't really know how else to describe it. And I do think that in some ways, you can point to the personnel on this team and you can point to the coaching on this team and say nothing's really working out all that well. I would venture this. If you open the second period with three straight minor penalties, I mean, it was just one after another, and the Stars scored on all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a perfect combination of bad coaching and bad play, isn't it? I mean, isn't that about as perfect as you? No discipline. Pasternak's out there just, you know, hooking people, and he gives two of those three penalties, I think, were him, right, in the second period? Yeah. He had the tripping on, hooking on Hintz and the tripping on Matthew Dumba, and that's, you know, it was the one in between there, Wertherspoon with interference on Duchesne, and it was a chippy game, all right? I get that. That's fine. But you have to be smarter than that, and you're David Pasternak. It's one thing to have a penalty kill. It's another thing when your best player's off the ice for most of the period, and man, did Dallas not answer right away? And that's not a team that was great on the power play. They were coming out there, and they were just making you beg. And it was not a great game, once again, from Jeremy Swayman. I'm not going to pretend like he had an awesome game out there. You know,
not terrible, though.
You could make a save here and there on the power play, I guess, but I find him low on the list of things to complain about in a period like that where you're just running a train on the penalty box, basically. I mean, there was just people going in and out of there the entire period. It was ridiculous. That was a ridiculous sequence. And I think emblematic of just how lost this Bruins team looks so far this year.
Yeah, I didn't blame Jeremy Swayman. He actually had a couple nice saves, or it could have been a little uglier. There was a couple. There was that turnover. Was that to start the second period before the penalty, where there was a breakaway save?
Yes.
He had a couple saves that were nice. They're not playing. They're playing sloppy still. There's still turnovers. The D, I mean, they were shooting from the doorstep. And I know the Bruins got the Pasternak one right on the doorstep too. But they didn't finish. I do think there's a little misfortune. They got some good chances. They had some good shots early that they couldn't put in the back of the net. But they are not, they just don't have whatever it is right now. And that is on the coach. That is on the coach to figure this out. And the D is just, that is, we've talked a lot about this. I think they were built around a goalie and a D-core. And the goalie is mediocre right now. And the D-core is subpar, in my opinion. And then you mix that with not scoring enough, and you're a bad hockey team. You're just not playing very well right now. Like, I don't want to go all Gerard Mayo and make these big picture, you're a bad hockey team and you'll always be. You're playing bad hockey right now. I guess I should rephrase it using his style. And I don't know what the turnaround is. Maybe it's just a feel-good game against Toronto, a good matchup for you. Maybe that is a slump buster. But they need to figure it out, because all those people that were yelling at you on opening night, and then those people that were yelling at you like a week later after the game against Florida here, at some point you have to say, well, we're kind of getting into the season now, and we're still not playing very well, and it's not too early to question these things.
Is it too early to have a conversation about Brad Marchand? Can we have that conversation, or is it too early for this? Because we're 8 games in, he doesn't have a goal. He had 3 giveaways, I think, that were recorded. I think he might have had more. But 3 giveaways yesterday. I know he's had some good quotes about that whole thing with him and Monty on the bench and how that's just hockey and you guys are all being snowflakes and blah, 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 blah. I mean, this is a 36-year-old player who's 5'9", who's coming off of a million surgeries, and who doesn't look like himself out there. I'm sorry. Like, he doesn't look He doesn't look like a productive player on the ice right now.
Yep.
And maybe that's something that's going to come as the season wears on here. But I don't know, 36 years old, these guys usually start picking it up mid-season, or do they? You get the most of the output from them early on? Here's Montgomery after the game. This is what he had to say about everything.
Well, you know, the penalties and the turnovers are very problematic when you're looking at Yep. where we need to really improve. When you look at the positive things, I thought that some of the new line combinations, I thought the Coyle line generated offense for us. I thought the Zacha line generated offense for us.
Okay, let's talk about the penalty killing. It was the difference on the scoreboard. In that second period, the three power play goals, Dallas has talented players. What were the issues for the PK tonight?
It was our sticks and, you know, not four guys working cohesively. They were able to find people all alone in the slot, and that usually doesn't happen to our PK when we're on top of our game.
You're right about that, and yep. you mentioned it. These guys were right on the doorstep. They were getting right in there. They were pushing people around. The defense was nowhere to be seen, and it was just the awful I mean, really, it was an awful display all around. Brad Marchand did take a little bit of accountability after the game and talked about how the leaders on the team and the older guys, which both of those are him, really, he's the oldest guy and he's the team leader. He's the longest tenured, and they have to be better, and he's 100% right. Here is Marchand postgame.
Usually success comes with playing the right way. You know, when everybody's playing the right way, usually everyone enjoys success and benefits from it. You know, we're kind of right around it, and you know, it's going to come. But, you know, us as leaders and older guys, we need to be better, and we need to set the tempo for that and kind of lead by example. So, you know, clearly we're not doing a good enough job with that and need to be better. You know, if we're good and detailed in that area, then usually it falls into place. So it starts with us, and you know, we'll work on that.
He's right. I mean, they do need to be better about that. They have to whip themselves into shape here. And someone like Brad Marchand's always been more of a lead by example kind of guy when it comes to scoring mm-hmm. goals and things like that. Maybe not always by example. He's had some transgressions over the years. But I think there's another sort of elephant in the room with this team. And that is that you're seeing big time regressions from their other forwards. Marchand stepped back so far, but guys like Pavel Zacha, I know that line got some things going offensively a little bit, but he's not doing anything. Charlie Coyle so far this year, that might have been his peak last season. You're starting to see him backslide a little bit too. Even someone like Morgan Geekie, who's like a young player who showed a lot mm-hmm. of promise last year, really not giving you much right now. And I'm wondering if maybe they overplayed their hand with some of these forwards and thought, you know, we can deal with this. We got enough scoring on the wings, on the lower lines. What we really need to do is focus on Lindholm, a big high-priced centerman, a big beefy, you know, guy for the D-core, and we'll be fine, and the rest of it will sort of work itself out. So far, early on, 8 games in, a tenth of the way through the year, that stuff has not worked itself out, and the guys that you picked up haven't been great either.
And I would also, do you feel like they're right around it? I think that's the phrase Brad Marchand just used. No, I don't either. That's what I was, that to me felt almost like trying to speak it into existence or be the optimistic leader. I'm not going to panic. I'm going to say the right thing here, even though the facts don't necessarily back up what I'm saying, because I don't know whether it's physical slowness or mental slowness, but they look slow. In particularly one of those power play goals where it was the little triangle and it was like boom to the boards, boom to the backboards, then boom right in front of the net. Yeah. And it was like every Bruin realized what was happening right after it happened instead of anticipating what was happening to them. They were kind of toyed with by the power play, and that's a problem. And again, I don't know if that's physical lateness or mental lateness. Like you said, maybe they're just not in midseason form, regular season form, whatever that is, but somebody should tell them the regular season started a couple weeks ago. Like this isn't an extension of the preseason. You're not playing well. You're digging a hole, and they're lucky. We talked about it yesterday. They're lucky they're not in one of the other divisions where teams atop the division are playing lights out hockey and starting to really pull away. I don't see the optimistic, we're this close. Like, if we can just do this, it'll turn everything around. Seems like there's a lot of layers to the questions. When you're questioning, your goalie's not as good, your D's not as good, and your scoring's not as good, Well, how do you feel like you're close if the basically every aspect of your team isn't as good as it's supposed to be?
Well, there's that penalty kill you can always lean back on. You know, that'll make you feel better. And that's, I mean, listen, the penalty kill has been horrific so far. And that was just a bad example of it again last night. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. As we touch here on the Bruins and their slow start, the Boston Celtics were also in action last night. And after a shaky first quarter, they put the Washington Wizards right in their place. We'll get to the Celtics next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.